This is TWiT.
So tell us about this concept. You've written about it, of the Supreme Court of Facebook and how that might help them get more things right.
Yeah, so it's fascinating that you bring that up. So, and that when I said before that like Facebook wasn't, when Facebook had 10 million users, they simply didn't have this volume of posting, and they didn't have 10 million posts that were reported every day. Like, it was just a lot less. And the percentage that they got wrong had 1 out of 100 had just like a lot less of a risk of blowing up into being the next Napalm Girl or what's something else that they like kind of got around the Donald Trump decision or like whatever else. When it just wasn't as, when as much wasn't happening and this was scale wasn't as big a deal, 1 out of 100 was just a lot less risky for them. The other thing that's really, after the Napalm Girl incident, this is like something that you know what I'm referring to with that, but that's like the story of the terror of war photo that was like a very iconic Vietnam War photo of a young girl running naked down a dirt street in Vietnam following a napalm attack. And it's very traumatic and kind of hard to look at. And someone posted in their Facebook feed in Norway, a famous author, and it was taken down. And then the fact that it was taken down got retweeted by the Prime Minister of Norway. And then like the top newspaper in Norway wrote this letter, like, "Dear Mark Zuckerberg, don't censor us," type of thing. And following that, this was kind of a turning point for Facebook. Following that, like, Sheryl Sandberg issued this statement saying, "Listen, we made a mistake. This shouldn't have been taken down." Well, they didn't make a mistake. Like, on the policies that they had, they enforced them correctly. What their mistake was that they had a crappy policy. And it didn't take into account what people actually wanted to see. And they didn't do, and that's really, I think, an important point to make, because this is one of the reasons that this is so hard to get right, is because it's so hard to know what people's expectations are. And as many people that are upset about the terror of war photo being taken down might be the same people that like want to call up Facebook, and they're like, "Oh my God, there's this terrible like child pornography appearing on my screen. Like, you have to get rid of this." Mm-hmm. This is kind of the position that they're in. I think that offloading, and so this is kind of, I said before that I talk about how I think they can start getting this more right. It's not about about control of what you see like in users' hands necessarily. So I think that Mike's idea that you brought up before about like kind of letting users control their feed or what they see is like, that's like one way that you could do this. I think it's more about at the top kind of trying to figure out and let users have a sense of accountability in the processes that they are in, the policy that is at the very top of this site. Because right now it is just a few interest groups and like people in Silicon Valley, Austin, Dublin, like where the top content moderation and escalation teams are for Facebook, and they make the policy for the entire world. And there just needs to be kind of more accountability built in there.
Right. So what sort of structures do you think they're putting in place other than trying to just put out fires and react? Do you see something promising on the horizon here?
Yeah. I mean, I think that I've written about this. There's I wrote an op-ed in, I think it was late November, for the New York Times with my co-author, Thomas Kadri, who's also at Yale Law School with me, or was at Yale Law School with me. This was kind of talking about this new idea, this tribunal or council that that Facebook has announced that they're going to do, and they made a big kind of splashy announcement, so I think it's actually going to happen. But the idea would be that they create like a tribunal of people to make decisions on not only big policy changes, but on kind of decisions of newsworthiness. When there is an exception for something, for a that goes against policy, something like the terror war video, something like Donald Trump, something like Alex Jones. And I think that this has a lot of benefits. This is a huge benefit for Facebook. Right now, Facebook, as I kind of wrote about in Facebook v. Sullivan, is the executive, the legislature, the courts, and the press. And like this separates the powers. This kind of like takes the courts away. And one of the benefits of separating powers is that if you're the other branches, you can point at the court or the whatever, or the tribunal, and say, listen, we're this wasn't us. Like, we created the rule, but like this tribunal, like they like, these are your people. This is like how you, this, these are representatives. They decided that this wasn't the right policy. If you're upset about this policy, don't come to us, talk to the tribunal. And I think that this is kind of, I think this is brilliant. Right now it's a giant bag, like a leaking bag of liability for Facebook to like continue making these decisions. It's just, they're never going to get it right. You can never make everyone happy. And like, this is brilliant. This is a great move. And I think it's a great move for us too. Like, I think it's a great move for end users. I think that we end up getting a lot more say in like what our speech platform looks like. That's becoming kind of one of our fundamental rights, you know, in this day and age. So I'm really optimistic about it. And I'm, you know, I should also say that I've been asked to consult to like see what it looks like, to like help them kind of plan and to organize it. I'm not being paid, obviously, but like I'm hoping that I can help make it promising and make sure that they kind of follow through on some of this stuff, because I do think that there's a lot of potential there to finally kind of fix something that people on the academic and like civil society side of things that have been doing this forever have been like chanting like accountability. Like, I feel like every paper ends with, and there should be more accountability. And it's like, okay, well, like maybe this will actually kind of start to create that. We'll just have to see.
Yeah. And I, for one, am very glad you're in the mix. So yay, that's great news for all of us talking to you, listening today.